The Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the church of Philippi. That's one thing. But a significant portion or factor is that where he wrote this letter from. I'm not sure if any of you are familiar with the prison system, if you've been directly or indirectly affected by it, but it is not a place known for joy or adoration or words of encouragement. But these places are also where the Lord can shine bright, because we assume that it is what it is, and we have no clue. Let this mind be in you was a theme that ran through the book or the letter. In chapter 4 of the book of Philippians, Apostle Paul is concluding an absolutely amazing letter to the church of Philippi. So I'll just give you a brief rundown of what happened in each chapter, and I hope I do it justice. In chapter 1, he spoke of remembering the church in his prayers always. Remembering the church in his prayers always. For the church, he ended up in jail. And in jail, in my prayer, I remember you always. And that the good work started in them would be completed by the grace of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul was a great factor, but although his presence was gone, he wanted them to know that the Spirit of the living God was always and forever will be present. And it is he who will complete what was once started. He also admonished them to be in one spirit with one mind. Chapter 2, he continued the same thought by saying, if there is any consolation in Christ, which there is, if there is any comfort of love, which there is, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if there is any affection of mercy, which there are, be like-minded and one accord, one mind. In doing so, others will be looked after over our own self. You have to be in a particular place to look after someone more than yourself. The only way that can actually be done is if you know that God has taken care of you.
Amen.
Also, in the end of chapter 2, Paul simply blows the church away with his unparalleled illustration of the bondservant. Please read it as often as you can, whenever you can. Chapter 3, he says to rejoice in his bondservant and to have no confidence in the flesh. It's one thing to not have confidence in the flesh when you're all jacked up and twisted and broken and there's nothing really to offer physically. It's easy to try to lay that down, and even then it could be a struggle because pride is always present. And like Pastor Darrell says, the flesh of a believer and a non-believer, there is no difference. But Paul goes a little bit further to explain that this man who was saying these words, this is the business behind what he's saying. He says, put the flesh away. But if you want to talk about the flesh, let me give you my credentials. Circumcised on the 8th day. Stock of Israel, I'm the tribe of Benjamin. Hebrew of the Hebrews is what he told him. As far as the law goes, I'm a Pharisee. Zeal, I persecuted the church. Concerning righteousness and the law, he said he was blameless. And yet he counted all this nothing against the knowledge of Christ and him crucified. He wrote about laying hold of what Christ laid hold for us, and maybe the hardest part, forgetting what is behind. He tells us to press on. And finally, we get to chapter 4, where we're told to rejoice in the Lord always. Let your gentleness be known to all men, because the Lord is at hand. We never do what we do in vain or for no reason. The Lord is at hand. That means he's closer than we can actually imagine. He bears witness to what his children are doing. He looks upon us like a loving father. And so as a loving father, we represent our father. He tells us, let your gentleness be known to all men. Don't let there be a section of life where you don't do what I told you to do. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing but to pray. In everything, give thanks. These are things that are not easy. The Apostle Paul knew it. Where the Apostle Paul was speaks volumes of these words that he said. Behind the barbed wire, if there was some. Behind the concrete, if there was. Behind the mini 14, if there was one in those days, he would still say, be anxious for nothing. In all things, give thanks. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. Is there any other offer in this world that has said they can do that? I've been around a few times. I've seen a couple of things. I've never and will never hear an offer like that ever put on the table besides that of our Savior. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. And so at the end, I line myself up with Paul. In verse 10, he said, let me go straight to it. Please bear with me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. I line myself up with Paul's words right now, and the reason why you lacked opportunity to care for me was because I wasn't here. But I'm here now. Verse 11 says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state that I am to be content. I came in here content, so I fit right in. Content is found where the Lord is. And we realize that the things that we held on to with both hands were really things that we do not need. And in verse 12, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Whether a little or a lot, in this life you will have a little, and sometimes you will have a lot. But what Paul is telling us this morning is that whether it is a lot or whether it is a little, learn. Learn from it. Learn from it and then that learn of Christ. Because if we do that, if we really know that money doesn't hold us, money doesn't make us, money doesn't keep us, family doesn't hold us, family doesn't make us, family doesn't keep us, blood relationships, jobs, opportunities doesn't keep us, it doesn't hold us, it never could and it never will. So we can step back from these things and claim the freedom that Christ has bought for us and say, like Paul said, because of these truths, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen.